Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. In the February issue, we featured a story about up-and-coming comedian Gabe Kia, whose father, Ed, was a longtime NHL defenseman before a tragic fall cut short his career. USA Hockey's Jordan Hickey took the time to speak with Gabe Kia about his lifelong interest in hockey and his pursuit in a career in comedy.
Today on the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, we've got comedian Gabe Kia on the phone. You know, thanks for joining us, Gabe. Anyway, I guess just to kind of get started off, I was wondering if you might be able to tell us a little bit, you know, how'd you get involved in hockey?
In hockey, I played my whole life, pretty much. I started when I was a kid, and I started out wherever I could in my family room, in my foyer, or in the basement of my parents' house. I just wanted to play everywhere, and then I didn't really get involved with playing hockey until I was older, until I was like in my early, like 12, 13 years old. So I was like, I had a late start for some guys, but I always loved it and I always wanted to be involved with it. So, then I played in high school and I went away to college. I didn't play then, but I came back home and I've played in the men's league, ever since then. And I've played pretty much year round since I was in my early 20s.
Now, you know, I think, you know, when you know, you and I were talking, you know, before about, like, you know, kind of doing some of those initial interviews for the story, you had mentioned, like, you know, that over the years you've kind of found some of your, you know, dad's, you know, used game sticks, playing cards, that kind of thing. So I was kind of wondering, like, you know, how much have you collected by this point?
I've got a big collection of, I was into hockey cards for a long time, too. I was, like, I think from something from like 88 to 1996, I have like, I try to get everybody's rookie card that was a rookie in between that time. So that was like a big deal for me. And I like going and getting the older stuff. I've got, you know, a picture of, I've got a card of my dad here in my car, that is, it's like a, just a hockey card that I like to look at. I like to see his picture every once in a while. I got game use sticks that usually a buddy will find for me, and or it'll be like an old magazine where my dad was like in the issue of a magazine. But yeah, I always have sticks from different players growing up, and I honestly I'm pretty bad about collecting sticks because I like to use them. Like, I don't like it just sitting there. Like, and I've used a lot of sticks. Like, I had a Brett Hall stick, I had a Brendan Shanahan stick growing up, but I used them all because I liked them a lot. So they're all, yeah, they've got a little wear and tear on them. But.
Now, Gabe, you know, I know that you've spent the past couple of years out in Cincinnati, but, you know, it wasn't too long ago that, you know, you made it back up to your hometown of St. Louis to do some stand-up for the Blues, like that casino night that they were putting on, was it?
Yeah, I did this charity event. It was basically they had a casino night where all the Blues players were the casino dealers, and the fans would come up and for charity just play. And they've done it for the past 3 years. It's been a big success. Get all the players and the fans together, meeting each other, and it was really cool. All the hockey players were there. Like, no one skipped out. And a bunch of really cool guys. They're all really friendly. But there was an auction before that, and they were looking for entertainment. And someone said they should do a stand-up comedian to warm up the auction, to get people, like, you know, paying attention and in good spirits.
Nice.
And then they called me about doing that. It was fun. It was a tough gig. It's hard to go into a place that's not a comedy club and tell them, all right, here's stand-up comedy. As you can tell by how funny my intro has been so far. No. But I just did my normal act that I do. You know, when I'm in a comedy club, I wasn't trying to gear it specifically all jokes about hockey players or all jokes about the Blues or anything like that. I just talked about silly. Usually my stuff talking something about driving around because I do a lot of driving. So that's where my jokes generally come from. My everyday experiences, I take something that happens that might not be funny or extraordinary, and then I lie about it and make it funny and extraordinary. No, that's a good way to say how you get your jokes. But I just did my normal act when I was up there, and it went so. I've done those sort of things. It was in the Scott Trade Center, and the stadium's empty, and they're just on the floor. So I was like, you know, I didn't say this as my opener, but I was thinking, I was like, you know, when they asked me to do stand-up comedy, I was like, here's what I need. I need an empty stadium and a couple hundred people on the floor of that empty stadium where I can't hear them laugh. That's perfect. Yeah. But it was great. The great part was I got to do comedy in front of, like, these hockey players that I, like, watch on TV. I've got the NHL ticket. I watch all of St. Louis's games, so I'm, like, a really big fan, really big into the game, and to get to, like, meet some of those guys afterwards was pretty cool. They're really, really nice guys. I think Chris Stewart came up to me and he was like, man, don't listen to all those people. You were really funny. And I was like, well, I didn't know. I did that bad. But no, it was great. They're really cool.
Now, you know, I was going to ask you, like, you know, do you have a typical day? But is there such a thing as, you know, a typical day for you?
A typical day? A typical day for someone that is on the road doing comedy is in a hotel watching whatever cable news stations are on. That's the sad part of a typical day. Although every place you go to, you can always, you know, you can go out with the other comic. You can go and see like a local tourist attraction or something. I was in Des Moines and I was like, where's a good tourist attraction? And three people were like, you could go to the bridges of Madison County. And I'm like, is that all you guys have? The bridges of Madison County, really?
Now, I'm curious, do you ever get a chance to play hockey on the road at all?
No, that's something that I've actually brought my stuff with me to Wisconsin when it was in the wintertime, and I was just thinking, man, I'm going to go out on a pond, you know, on a pond. But then by the time I got there, the weather wasn't as cold as I thought it was going to be, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to go skate on a pond in a place where I don't know if that's, like, very deep, dangerous water, or, you know, is someone else skating there?
Yeah.
But I have, and then on the other side of the spectrum, I've been in, like, Minnesota when it was frozen over, and I didn't have my stuff there, and I see people skating on the pond, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had my stuff. But, yeah, it's always like that.
Well, Gabe, I think that just about covers it. You know, thanks for your time. And for all of you out there listening, be sure to check out Gabe's website at gabekia.com. For a lot more information about Gabe, some clips of his performances, and especially for everyone out there in the Midwest, a schedule of upcoming shows. And don't forget to read USA Hockey Magazine's story on Gabe Kia. You can find at usahockeymagazine.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.